Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Let's talk about today when you feel overwhelmed and stressed out about doing the things you want to do or that you've been envisioning. So it's 792 days of corona right now, and we're all figuring out how to navigate life. There's back to school going on. What does that look like? People are starting to get antsy. There are storms that are coming from all sorts of direction that are wrecking towns and farms and all of that. And it's kind of like 2020 keeps on hitting us with curveballs. But during that time, most of us, and I'm going to say all of us, have been moving the needle forward in our lives to some sort of goal. Whether you feel it like it or not, whether it's your daydreaming and taking the time to figure out some logistics. Like I talked to my grandmother the other day and she was asking me about like when I am intending on traveling and what does that look like, because I intend to drive around the United States first and then fly all over the world to go and visit different countries and all of that, because I love traveling. And I'm like, well, why not? After all of this is to a point where we can go back to interacting, traveling safely, whatever that looks like, I'm just going to do it. So I'm going to figure out the steps now on how to do it. And she had a conversation, as well as my mom asked me if I was going to be sleeping in my car. And I go, no, I can't sleep. And when there's too many windows, there's a lot of stuff going on. I just don't like sleeping with windows that I can't cover and kind of like hide. Feel like a little security blanket, like a little kid when they're scared and they're putting the blanket over their head at night to pretend like it's a force field so the monsters can't get you. But I was talking to her about like, and then food, and I go, yeah, and I'm going to be staring in like Airbnbs, and I go, food, I think I'm gonna get a cooler. And she goes, well, apparently you've been thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, a little bit. I'm thinking about some logistical things and all of that. But then it's also getting into, sometimes it feels like overwhelming and how the hell am I going to figure this out? I'm not going to figure this out. What is going on? And I haven't even started doing the thing yet. I haven't even started the little adventure. When I say little adventure, it's going to be a big ass adventure, but okay. So I'm just here to be like, you can figure it out and trust yourself that you'll be able to figure it out. I think that's the key thing, is trusting yourself that this vision that's been on your heart that you can't stop thinking about, that everyone keeps telling you you should just go and do it and not stop until you make it happen. Don't actually talk about the fact that a lot of people don't trust themselves to actually figure it out or trust themselves to actually get there, or that something will derail it along the way, whatever it may be. And I'm here to tell you, and myself, just trust yourself. You'll figure it out. You have figured out how to do many different things before 2020, and you're sure as hell have figured out how to do a lot of different things in 2020 as the curveballs keep coming, because I don't think there's an end in sight. Everyone's ready for 2021 being like, yeah, let's party. We'll see about that. But anyways, there's so much going on. So trust yourself that you'll be able to figure it out. And if you're like, "Lo, I don't think so. I can't figure it out. It's never going to happen. It's not meant to me. Like, I have messed up here. I have messed up there. I have done this. I have done that. And it hasn't worked out." And to that, I will challenge you to find evidence of where it has worked out. Even on the smallest level of not hitting your snooze button for 2 hours in the morning. Yes, that's a goal of mine. I've been trying to not do it. We'll see what happens. Getting up on the first alarm. But something like that. Or drinking water. Something small, and start building on that. And then I'll also challenge you, if you're working for someone in a company and they want you to problem solve, what has been your most stressful, disastrous day where you had to figure something out and you did? Or month, and you had to figure something out and you did. It may have took longer to get there, but you figured it the hell out until all of the puzzle pieces clicked. You can apply that to your real life as well. Your real life. Your personal life. Because it's all a real life. And because nothing is in their own separate little compartments in our life. They're always affecting each other. There's always something you may learn or do, and then it'll come up like in a conversation that you didn't realize that it would be somehow connected to that. Like it could be some fun fact about grades. I don't know. I'm pulling that out of my head. But nothing is separate from each other. It is always affecting you one area of your life or another. So give yourself some grace. Still working on that. But as I'm going through this, and sometimes I feel anxiety and overwhelm about how I'm going to do it, and I've decided, I'm like, no, I'm just going to do it. Like any other time someone has called me brave, where I'm just sitting here, I'm like, what are you smoking? Because I'm not brave. It's in those moments where internally it's just a shit show going on, like Real Housewives, New Jersey, table flipping stuff. But I still do the things, or I've just done some things in my life where I just decided to do it and I'm like going to do it and I did it. It wasn't any frill and fuss until after the fact when I'm like, WTF, okay, I am here now. Let's figure it out. Let's see what happens. And also now, anything that is meant for you will not pass you by, which means if it's something you're consistently thinking about, you want it, it is there within your grasp. So you have to do a little, like roll up some sleeves, maybe your hands dirty a little bit. That's okay to get what you want. But it's meant for you and it will come. It just depends on how you want to collapse the timeline and just trust yourself in the process. And trust you know you'll figure it out because you figured out everything challenging to this point in your life. If you didn't, you probably wouldn't be listening to the podcast and you probably wouldn't be breathing. I know that's morbid, but life is always about challenges and growing and figuring things out. You figured out how to crawl when you were a baby in infancy, to run, walk, jump, skip, whatever. If you're sitting in a wheelchair, roll that wheelchair as fast as you can because it's cool and fun and it's new, different challenge to prove to yourself that you're capable of figuring it out. You're always capable of figuring it out. Just trust yourself along the way. If you need to put that sticky note up on a mirror you see every day, or a reminder in your phone that says, I trust myself, and stare at yourself in the mirror when you say, I trust yourself, like look into your eyes. Yeah, mirror work is really challenging, guys. Looking into your eyes, the window of your soul. All right, I'm getting a little silly here. But do that and you'll start to believe it. Start trusting yourself. Stop looking for the answers on the outside because you have everything internally. People who help you along the way are there to help you to excavate all of that information you know internally, not to give you the answers. And if they're giving you the answers, there's some sort of savior complex going on and I wouldn't trust them. And if I've ever done that, please, you may call me out on that because I don't have all the answers. I'm here walking with you, figuring it out and learning to trust myself in different areas and, you know, swimming in shark-infested waters and being like, okay, will I get bitten? Maybe, but I'll figure it out. And you'll figure it out too. And if you need a little help to figure it out along the way, then take it. Receive it. The universe, God, whoever you believe in, is giving that gift to you so you can get to where you want to go faster and collapse the timeline. And with that, I will see you later this week. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that
at Low Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.